What do you got, Lindsay? What do you got?
The producer, Lindsay.
Thanks, Ramona. Well, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Good times.
So what you need to know is that Shohei Ohtani is out here doing Shohei Ohtani things again, which means things that no one else has done before. Of course, the AL MVP race is going to come down to Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. Ooh. And while Judge is nearing a home run record, Ohtani achieved a milestone last night that put him in a club of just one. Ohtani became the first player in Major League Baseball history to hit 30 home runs and record 10 pitching wins in a single season.
Wow.
Which is crazy. No one's ever done that before.
Not even Babe Ruth.
Nope. Ohtani also became the first Japanese-born player to hit 30 home runs in consecutive seasons, which is really cool. So, of course, he helped the Angels top the Yankees 3-2 to take the series over one of the best teams in baseball. Obviously, people don't really care because the Angels, you know, like...
Yeah. Also, the Yankees have been bad lately.
Right. But Shohei Ohtani, like I said, doing yet another thing that no one has ever done before. And that's what you guys need to know. Of course, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
I think we do need to know that because every time... I always feel bad. Like, Ohtani is amazing.
He's so good.
So good.
I need to get to an Angels
game. He's Haley's Comet.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, but doesn't Judge have 51 dingers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's more fun to me.
Yeah,
sorry.
More fun.
Yeah,
real
I'm
quick
having a
question.
Great time. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say the season ends tomorrow.
Yep.
Who is the MVP? Is it Ohtani or is it Judge?
Judge, 51 dingers. He's got 34 games to break the record.
I literally just gave you a stat that said Ohtani did something that no other player in baseball has ever done before. He's not only one of the best hitters, but also one of the best pitchers. And you're
not voting
for him?
I know, but the team sucks. It's weird to me.
I know,
because
it hurts.
There's something about baseball, and I think it's happened. Baseball is kind of like infecting the other sports, where most valuable player to me does not mean best stats, does not mean most amazing stats. It should be most valuable.
Yeah.
Most valuable. So how can it be most valuable on a team that sucks?
Then Ohtani should win.
No, but the team sucks. Like, they're not winning.
They should change the name of the award to Best Player.
Most Outstanding.
Yeah, Most Outstanding.
Most Outstanding.
Like, I mean, the NBA, like, that was always my argument against Joker, you know?
He's good, but the team stinks.
They don't stink, but they're just, like, middle of the pack. It's usually Best Player, Best Team, or some version of that, right? Well, it's usually the team that, like, last year, I voted for Embiid, okay?
Yeah.
I almost switched my vote. Because I felt like Embiid was most valuable, and his team they were kind of in first for a lot of the year. They kind of fell off a little bit, but they were up near the top of the Eastern Conference today. It was really close between the top four teams there. But then Giannis had that amazing game against Embiid, and then the Bucks ended up climbing up in the standings above them, but they weren't first in the East. Miami was the top seed. So I was like, I don't know. Like, are they? It's hard for me to give Giannis another MVP for a season.
I wish they
that
would make
was,
it easy for us. Like, the best players on the best team, and then it's easy. But sometimes you have to look past it. Like, for instance, back in the Super Bowl, if the Rams had lost that, I would still pick Aaron Donald as MVP.
Because he's the best player.
He was the best player. He was the guy. He was wrecking shop. So... yeah, sometimes it's difficult. But
I know we're on radio, so people can't see what's going on, and they didn't put the social cameras up here.
They took them out.
I guess we don't.
They took them right out of here.
I know, they were like, okay, Mason, I'm gone. See ya.
Wow.
When I mean,
and both cameras are pointing at Mason. Wow. How about that?
Let me just scene set for you. So this studio that we're in is always hot or cold. It's neither. It's not the other.
Yep.
Right. And I tend to run a bit hot. Like,
me too.
I always feel like, dang, is it hot in here? Or is it just me?
Uh-huh.
And especially so after having a kid, where your hormones are like, it's just hot. Like, you're always hot. you don't.
There's a lot going on in there.
Because the truth is, it is just you. It's hot and it's me.
You're making a baby.
Yeah. And then you just made a baby, so now you're making the milk and you're feeding the baby and all that stuff. And then you have the weird hormone. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't even ask the question anymore. If I say, is it hot or is it just me? I know it's probably me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But here, I have a kindred spirit because DeMarco, we're sitting in the break. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to take my shirt off.
You're dang right.
Like, I'm just going to go. What did you say? I'm going to go Christian McCaffrey.
I'm
right
going
now.
McAfee. Yeah.
McAfee.
I'm going sleeveless. What's that?
I said, and I just put my sweatshirt on.
Oh, no.
It's so cold in here.
No, I'm hot.
No, it's hot. No, but it's probably just me. I don't know.
No,
you're right. It's because this is such a small space that the thermostat is so wonky.
It's either Africa in here or Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other. It's
Hoff.
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 Star Wars. Hoff?
Oh no!
It'd be Tatooine or Hoth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better. Could have went there.
I'm gonna go Tall Taylor.
Yeah. I'm good for something sometimes.
Every once in a while, I like
better.
That.
I like that.
DeMarco's just like, we're just gonna take a shirt off.
Absolutely.
Here. Pat McAfee over here.
Yes, I love hotel rooms for this reason. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
That's how I know I'm one of the guys. Like, yeah. DeMarco's like, whatever,
come
let's
on.
Go.
I and got I a show tank top up. On. Yeah.
I wear shorts sometimes.
We used to have teammates. We called them naked men. They would show up, I swear.
Because they're just hot all the
time.
They
would show up at like 6:30 in the morning and walk around with nothing on.
Yeah.
And lift weights. That's the only thing that made them happy. Like, really, we called them naked men. Having full-on conversation with you in the locker room, and they're just butt booty right in front of you.
See,
come on, man.
I wouldn't do that.
Put something on. Yep.
I guess when you're just like big lineman, like you're not thinking about it anymore.
Well, just look.
You're just confident in yourself.
Isn't it also like that at like once you're like an old guy? Like my brother would always tell me stories like at the golf courses. Like he'd be like, God, these old guys at like the country club or the golf courses, they just walk around naked like
care.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what?
My first European hot tub experience. Yeah. That was pretty eye opening. Like, bro. Really?
Hey.
Like, it's normal for I
Where's
like
your shorts?
Yeah. I mean, look, so I don't know what, I was always like a little nervous about like just being naked in front of my teammates. I was like kind of not a girl thing, okay?
Yeah.
And so we would go to like great, like we would all be kind of like, just don't look. You wouldn't be all hanging out there. Like you take a shower afterwards, we kind of like don't look at everybody else.
Yeah.
And, but then you get older and you go to the gym and you're sort of anonymous. And you just see these old ladies and they're just walking around butt naked.
Just
the
don't
galleys.
Care.
Yeah, and they just
like
don't
it.
Care.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's something up very freeing about being anonymously naked. Right? Just anonymous. Like you don't know anyone there.
That's cool. You gotta dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever, man.
Absolutely.
I'm not even gonna use a towel.
Yeah, yeah.
Air dry.
A week into my Europe trip. I went European.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was cool. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I love it.
Oh my God, that's funny. We used to find guys for that. Like, you have to be progressing towards getting dressed.
Progressing towards
you
getting
have to
dressed.
Be. You just can't stand there.
I love football.
And they would time you. Anything over 60 seconds without movement, that's a fine. It's $100.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to be putting something
who's,
on. Lotion.
Who's the kangaroo court here?
We got like at least five
who's
or six
making
guys.
That ruling?
Somebody's watching. If you're standing there having a conversation more than 60 seconds, that's $100.
Well,
you got to put something on. That's not right. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, like you get older, especially when you have kids, and you just like lose all modesty.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. It happens. Except I have a 7-year-old. I think I'm that close to getting kicked out of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she's starting to do the bathroom thing now. Like she closes the door.
Yeah.
Like
we're
getting there. We're getting there. Yeah.
No,
yeah. I'm hating it.
But yeah, when you have kids, you're just like, I don't care. It's on you.
Nah.
It's on you to avert your eyes, not
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to cover.
Yes,
care.
Sir.
It's up to you. Hey. I'm
still not going to a naked beach, though.
Yeah.
I'm still not doing that. Isn't there a naked beach around
here
somewhere?
I feel like we're playing Never Have I Ever.
San Diego is the closest one.
They have a naked beach in San Diego.
See look,
I'm not doing
Tall
that.
Taylor knows this.
I'm not doing that.
Cap said he's been there before.
To the naked beach?
Yeah.
He
that
would.
Does not
he
surprise me at
would.
All.
I forget
Cap
if he said he said it's clothing optional.
Well, clothing optional means you can be naked.
Right. And I think that he said he wasn't naked, but they went there. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. You can't go to a clothing optional beach and wear your clothes because then you're just like a gawker, right?
Yeah, you are kind of a gawker.
I feel like that's weird.
Well, yeah.
Keep your sunglasses on.
Absolutely. Right. There's no way Cap had clothes on. No way.
I think he might
kind of with you, though.
Yeah,
I feel like
no
you're
way.
Probably right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You're there's right. pictures somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't even know they were really in L.A. Like, they're
nude
in
beach?
The States. It's kind of like not an American thing.
Nude beaches?
Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. There was one up north, Muir Beach.
Oh, Cap just texted me.
What
he's
say?
Obviously listening. He said Black's Beach.
Black's Beach?
Yeah.
See, he knows. Yeah.
Was he naked?
Cap, were
Rome.
You naked?
When
text me back.
When in Rome. Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all for people getting paid. All
yes.
Right? All for people getting paid. And generally speaking, I don't really care how you got paid. But in football, and I don't know. Maybe
you mean legally paid?
Legally
yeah.
paid.
Okay.
In football, the last couple of years, people have been getting paid.
Yeah, well.
Broadcasters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Broadcasters. Like John Allen. Poor John Allen. Wrong sport, man.
Yeah.
Wrong sport. You could have been a multimillionaire. A
lot of money in football.
Point.
Yeah.
The other day, Tony Romo was doing an interview, and he talked about him being the first guy to get seriously paid for being a broadcaster.
You mean Joe Buck?
Yeah. Joe Buck was doing it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All I know is I saw Romo at the Tahoe golf tournament, and he's while I'm eating dinner with the guy that I brought there to caddy. He walks by, and all he says is, "You're welcome." And then he kept walking. And all I can say to you is, "You're welcome."
Wow.
That had a bit of a Jack Buck sound to it, right?
You're
there.
Welcome. You're welcome, Andrew.
So Tony Romo is the first guy to get paid, right?
Yeah.
He was like a free agent, and he had a one-year deal, and then everybody, CBS and Fox, and everybody was competing over him. And he was so good his first year, and then he got paid, and he wasn't as good.
He's still good. I like him.
He's just not as good.
I like him. He's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so much predicting you can do.
I know. Also, his first year out of the league, he knew all the current stuff.
Yeah.
The longer you're out of the league, the less you know about what's happening right then and there.
It all comes around because those position coaches become coordinators, become head coaches, same guys.
Yeah, but he was predicting, he was super fired up, and he was. Yeah. He kind of did less work too, I think. He did less work.
He could be
after he got paid.
Albert Haynesworth.
But he got so much money that it started this domino effect for everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Joe Buck and Aikman get paid at ESPN. The guys at Fox got paid. The new people who replaced them. The Amazon people got Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit all got paid. Like, everybody got paid because everybody else got paid. And not necessarily because they're all, I mean, Aikman and Joe Buck have been doing the same thing for a long time.
Yes, very good.
Have you ever gotten a contract like that where all of a sudden one day you were worth twice as much?
No. no. Twice as much, no. I was always paid close to what I deserve, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You can never say I was overpaid. Ever. You can say I was underpaid a lot. That's happened a ton.
Well, you would say that.
Sounds like imposter syndrome.
No. I would say a lot of the time that I was underpaid. Never overpaid. Yeah.
I think I'm adequately paid now, but there was a lot of time I was underpaid, so I think it's making up for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
right.
Like now I feel like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, it's making up for all those years I was very underpaid.
Well, back to the Buck thing, I don't get the Joe Buck hate. Why do people hate on him so much?
I think they just hate on
because he's paid?
Because he's paid, and also because people think he got his job because of his dad, even though he's good.
Right? He is good.
He's good in and of his own right.
He's great, and he got his job because of his dad. What's wrong with that?
And also, people hate when other people get paid.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, I love it when new money comes in. That means everybody gets a raise.
Haters gonna hate, you know?
Everybody gets a raise. What did Russell Wilson just get?
A lot.
$248 million?
Yeah.
He's the highest paid Bronco and hasn't played snap one for him.
Yeah, although he's not the highest paid quarterback.
Who's the highest paid guy? Oh, it's
Aaron Rodgers. He's just a little bit under A-Rod. Aaron Rodgers.
That's too bad. What are you, a couple million short?
Well, I think that was like part of it. I'm sure he wanted to be higher paid than Aaron Rodgers, but the stats don't justify it.
He is the highest paid Bronco of all time.
Yeah.
With zero stats already.
It's called inflation.
You should be happy. Yeah. Absolutely.
You should be happy.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, big deal or no deal. DeMarco and Momo in for Sedano and Cap. Thanks for being with us on your Thursday afternoon drive.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Momo, DeMarco, in for Sedano and Cap.
Is.
Has it cooled off yet? Has it cooled off? Is it like 112 still? Every day I get these email alerts.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever signed up for these email alerts. It's like public health advisories or weather alerts.
I get
alerts.
Those too, and I'm like, why do I get those? I never signed up for them.
I don't like.
It's your tinfoil hat.
It must be like a voter registration thing. Yeah, I don't know where they
everybody
came from.
Has this. Like, everybody gets these emails, right?
Yeah.
What is it? It's who is it from, even? And they send me stuff from like, they're like high surf alerts, right?
Oh. Respect those.
You get these too?
Yeah, respect those.
I mean, why are we getting these? But every single day this week, I've been getting things. It's going to be 112, the hottest ever. And then apparently it's going to be the hottest on Sunday and Monday, 115 out where I live.
Yeah, someone posted a tweet in the SNK community the other day that their dash at 123 degrees.
Good Lord almighty.
Woo.
That's melting.
Every day I'm driving in, if I leave my cell phone on top of the dash as I'm driving in, I get heat alerts. Like, this cell phone needs to cool down.
No doubt. Wow.
I'm like, I'm in the car with the air conditioning on. It's so hot.
Perfect football weather, though.
Really?
Get you in shape.
Is that how you guys handle
you're
it?
Oh, yeah, get them out there barfing.
You're ready
for
anything. And not barfing. Come on now. Was that Nebraska? Scott Frost said that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He
about
was bragging about
coach.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
bragging.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lineman a day throwing up. I'm like, that's not good press, dude. Yeah, but that's just how it goes. Mm. Was that the Bee Gees, Taylor?
Yes, sir. Barry Gibb's birthday today.
Barry Gibb's birthday. Yeah. Okay.
How old is Barry Gibb?
I think 76.
Oh. I wish I was like 21 in that era.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when Club 54 was going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a great documentary about 54.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And that was like, I wish that I could be in like the hippie era and the disco era.
I wish I was of age then. Yeah. This right here. Come on now. Polyester suit. Let's go. Bell
you
bottoms.
You fit in that polyester suit.
Absolutely.
Bell bottoms are totally making
baby
a comeback,
whale.
By the way.
Bell bottoms will never make a comeback.
Oh, no, they are. They're a thing.
I'm going to stop them.
I bought a pair of flares recently. Haven't worn flares since high school.
If I see a dude wearing flares, we got problems.
No, I don't think that they were ever really cool. Like, they were cool for guys back then. My dad would always tell me the story about the time he wore brown corduroy flares, or he bought them, and my grandpa kicked him out of the house for it and said, no son of mine's ever going to be wearing those.
Brown cord flares with wallaby shoes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's all right for the era, right?
No, my grandpa was like a military strict guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Buzz cut.
From Cleveland.
Yeah.
Is this Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He was a wrestling coach at St. Ignatius.
Yeah, your khakis and button-ups and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, so we started the show off talking about this Donovan Mitchell trade.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, Donovan Mitchell, all-star guard for the Jazz, got traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers today. It was not one of the teams that people had seen coming as a destination for Donovan Mitchell. Went for three unprotected first-round picks, Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton, and their first round draft pick from this year, who I can't say his name. Like, that's the other one. I'll just leave it at that.
European or African?
I don't know. He played at Kansas last year, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a big trade for the Cavs, right?
Huge.
They've been on the climb for a while, but that's a lot to give up. Three unprotected first round picks, which is essentially you're betting that the team in 25, 27, and 29 is going to be not very good.
Wow.
Which is essentially you're betting that Donovan Mitchell doesn't stay in Cleveland, right? Because that would be how they would not be very good. But Utah is doing a teardown, and the team that is left holding this proverbial what if are the New York Knicks, who is the team they were negotiating with the Knicks for quite a while. Adrian Wojnarowski, my colleague, just tweeted what the Knicks had initially offered when they started these trade negotiations. And it was quite a lot, and it was actually more than what they ended up offering at the end. So Utah kind of
what they offered
got
first
less.
Was more than what they offered at the beginning.
What they offered at the beginning, according to Woj,
okay,
the Knicks offered RJ Barrett, Obi Toppin, Mitchell Robinson, and three unprotected first round picks. The Jazz turned down that offer, and then Mitchell Robinson signed a $60 million extension to stay with New York. So then that changed things. But the Jazz actually had a better offer at the beginning of these discussions than what they ended up with.
Wow.
And at the end of this, the Knicks finally got to this point where they said, okay, we have to make a decision on RJ Barrett. He was our number three overall pick a few years ago. We like him. They would have put him in the deal. But one way or another, we're either going to re-sign him to a big $100 million contract extension, or he's going to be in this deal. We're not going to keep adding pieces. Utah preferred the deal with New York because they wanted RJ Barrett as opposed to Colin Sexton, who was the young player they ended up getting. But the Knicks squabbled over the number of unprotected firsts they were going to put in and also the young player they would put in. Utah wanted Emmanuel Quickley. The Knicks wanted to put in Quentin Grimes. Okay, these are not household names probably to people outside of the NBA circles, but they seem like small details. And in the end of the day, the Knicks don't get anyone. Why would they just have a bunch of draft picks and they don't get a star?
Why would you get stuck on nondescript players?
And number of picks I get. First round picks.
Picks I get, but just nondescript players can blow up a deal.
Yeah.
That sounds like ego.
Am I, you're right? A Ram. Like DeMarco's a Ram where they go and get their man. Like you guys go and get
They didn't
the
get
star
everybody.
Player.
They don't get everybody they want. They got some good ones.
They get a lot though.
They do.
And I always think it's better to get the star than to just continually hoard draft picks and to continually hold on for the last penny or the last little bit of value that you want to keep back and not put the last little bit to get the deal done. Like
absolutely.
It's about getting the deal done. You can say whatever you want about the Lakers. Maybe the Lakers gave up too much or to get Anthony Davis, but they got Anthony Davis and they won a championship.
Right.
So it was probably worth it.
That's what I thought. I thought the whole point was to do what it takes to win, not haggle over small things.
The question is, if you're the New York Knicks, big market team, hasn't been very good in a while.
I feel bad for Donovan Mitchell. No offense to Cleveland over there.
Why? He's going to play for a great young team.
He's from New York.
He had a chance to go to New York. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He had a chance to go to his hometown team.
Where would you rather
compete?
Well, let me ask you. Where would you rather compete?
To be honest, I would rather go to the Cavs right now.
Really?
I'd rather be in New York. Okay.
Where would you rather compete? In New York.
It comes down to
Madison Square Garden, of course.
Would you rather live in Cleveland and play on a good team, a way better team, or go live in New York and play on a bad team?
Depends on where I am in my career.
That's right.
Yeah.
I feel like he has the point where he needs
a lot. Yeah, right.
He needs to win, you know? Like, I feel like he still has a lot to prove.
Yeah.
He does. Like, he came into the league, won the dunk contest, was a great young player, had big dreams, a lot was expected of him. And then the Jazz haven't really won. Like, they keep losing in the second round and not, or the first round, and it hasn't really haven't made good on his promise. But if you're New York and you're the big market team that, once again, does not get the star, and they haven't got him through free agency, they haven't got him through trades, is that the right move for them? Do they get to the Knicks?
No, this is the wrong move.
Yeah.
You do everything it takes to get this guy. You don't lose, no offense again, you don't lose him to Cleveland. Come on, man. Especially when the guy's from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You'll never live this down.
I mean, I'm kind of mixed on this one because I think as good as Donovan Mitchell is, like he's an all-star, he's a good player, I don't know that he is franchise-altering in the same. Like, I think Darius Garland is probably a higher upside than Donovan Mitchell.
Well, wait, what did Ireland say about Mitchell? He has a chance to do what?
Lead the league in scoring next year.
Lead the league in scoring.
Maybe.
Win the scoring championship.
Yeah, he scores a lot.
A little hyperbole?
Yeah, I think there's other. I mean, look, LeBron, Giannis, and Joel Embiid averaged over 30 points a game last year, so I think those three guys will be in it. James Harden will probably be in it again. That was one of the closest scoring races that we've seen in a long time.
Where did he finish last year? I don't know his numbers. Mitchell.
Donovan?
Yeah.
25. I have to look it up. I have 25, 26.
25. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good Donovan to me is a good player. But I don't know that he's franchise altering to where you give up three future firsts if you're a really good team. But if you're a team like Cleveland, who is good and needs a star to get great,
right?
And you're not going to get them in free agency. This is what you got to do. This is the cost of doing business now.
It
also means every team like the Lakers, who is looking for a type of deal like this, is looking for to get in on a trade for Donovan Mitchell or to get some of the other players in Utah as they dismantle that team, the veteran players.
Why is Utah blowing it up?
Because they reached the ceiling.
This is as far as
Gobert
they can go.
And Mitchell, there's too many years. They gave them a lot of chances to take the next step in the playoffs, and then
why
never could
would
quite...
they do that?
How many years? How many years together?
No, she's doing the Brian Windhorst right now.
How many years together?
Five or six years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they would lose. If you lose in the first or second round of the playoffs, 5 or 6 years in a row, and let's say
during the Warriors dynasty. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of teams were not healthy, most of their key players were healthy at the time. There was one year they lost to the Clippers, 2 years ago they lost to the Clippers in that playoff series. Donovan wasn't quite healthy. He played through some injuries. So I would say that was maybe the one year you would give them a mulligan on that. But I think they probably saw enough to say, this team just isn't quite good enough. We've reached our ceiling. They're not going to win a title. And if we're not going to win a title, should we be this expensive?
I wouldn't. I have zero Utah Jazz fans. Zero. Mm-hmm. Or friends that are fans. Anybody? Anybody like the Jazz?
Nah.
That's what I thought. See?
I know Ben Lyons is a fan.
I thought he was a Knicks fan.
He's from New York, but his wife is from Utah, and he's like,
oh, you kind of have
sort of an adopted.
You kind of have to. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Peace in the Valley.
Yeah, you turn into
that. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, big deal or no deal? Lindsay, take it away.
Thanks, Ramona.
ESPN LA. Take it away, Ramona. You know what? Chris Morales has been out in my hood. Okay.
Oh yeah, I know.
He's like posting pictures from his trip to the Valley.
He's having a staycation.
Nice.
Well, good for him. He never takes time off, and he needs. I mean, I told him he should have gone on a vacation, but staycations are fine too. Whatever you need to do.
I love that the Valley is seen as a place to go on vacation too.
It's like a staycation.
Depending on where you live, it's a whole nother galaxy. It is.
Like, welcome to my what's the
welcome to my house. Yeah.
I mean, it's
welcome to my house. Like, that's
like the ultimate to me. The real song, the song of the Valley. If we were to have a song, okay,
is Tom Valley Petty. Girl by Frank Zappa?
No, it's Tom Petty.
No, you didn't go there.
With the vampires.
Yeah.
Living in Reseda, right? Move west down.
I choose to go with Valley Girl
Boulevard. Okay, that's the song of the Valley. Okay, because the Valley is, aren't we like the sixth largest city in America? Like the Valley, San
seems like
Valley?
It.
I don't know. Like, are they?
Seems like it.
I see what you did there. Okay,
sorry. Okay. I had to get the.
You know what though?
In,
like,
know.
If you were blonde, you could be a Valley Girl.
Oh yeah, I remember when like. I was so I don't remember that song coming out, but I remember hearing that song when I was younger.
Valley
like,
Girl?
Yeah. And talking like that.
Let me hear.
Like, awesome. That's totally awesome. I love living in the Valley. It's like great.
She's got the head movement. Yeah.
You want me to do my Valley?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
like, you know, I'm from the Valley. So, I mean, I totally know how to talk like I'm from there. I mean, I live out in Woodland Hills, and sometimes we go to Taco Bell, but like my friends, we don't actually call it Taco Bell. We just call it Bell.
Wow.
That's amazing. See, because you are a Valley
girl.
Yeah,
that's really you.
There was a time in my life when I probably talked a little bit more like this.
Were you a Valley girl in like high school?
Yeah. I'm with you. Makes me want to join
like, totally.
I want to join Cobra Kai right now.
the thing about the Valley girl voice is it's not just like the likes and your nose and whatever.
It's the pattern.
It's the up and the downs.
So you were a Valley girl.
You couldn't hear it?
I am a Valley girl.
You didn't hear that?
Well, I mean, when it was
so
a
there's
thing.
Different parts of the Valley. Should we do an education?
Go ahead.
I live in what's called the West Valley.
They beat
I live
up
in.
Daniel LaRusso.
Okay, if I say this, you're going to make this a drop on the radio.
Go ahead.
It's already happening.
I will never be able to live this down.
What?
I live in the Deep Valley.
Oh boy.
Oh. What's the diff?
What's the diff?
I live in the part of the Valley where a lot of things go down in people's garages. Driving by, you see the lights on at around 11 o'clock p.m. Something's going on
like,
in the garage.
Like Breaking Bad.
It's either Breaking Bad or,
Winnetka.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Or they're filming something in there.
Something.
They're either trying to be on camera or not trying to be on camera.
Oh,
you know, like
wow.
I moved in my first starter house. I drive by and, you know, people always say when you buy a house, go check out the neighborhood at different times of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so like
yeah.
before you sign on the dotted line,
especially
drive by your neighbor's house at 11 p.m. and make sure things are kosher.
Especially okay? in the Valley. Yes,
and
sir.
And I drove by this house in Chatsworth and I saw a lot of lights on and some old pickup trucks in the driveway.
This is Ramona in Chatsworth.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay, and so science.
Wow.
I live in what's called the Deep Valley. There's a lot of things going on in garages. I grew, and then there is a Kardashian country. Okay,
yeah.
That's called Calabasas, and people from Calabasas don't like to claim that they're from the Valley. But you're from the Valley. You have an 818 area code. Don't deny it. Okay.
Oh, is that a burn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you got to own being from the Valley. Then there's people who live in Sherman Oaks, Toluca Lake. Toluca Lake likes to pretend they're not the Valley also. Sherman Oaks is kind of like, oh, we're the classy part of the Valley because it's...
Wow.
And then, I love this. This is serious education.
Oh,
this is
really, I know nothing.
I know nothing
Sherman
either.
Oaks, Encino, and Sherman Oaks and Encino, that's sort of like where the real estate prices are really high. You actually find a lot of like a lot of Rams live out there,
a lot
of football players, a lot of actors, actresses, producers. You live there because it's you get a really big house You get a lot for your money. But there's like $3-4 million houses out there.
Yeah.
If you watch Million Dollar Listing LA, there's really good properties out there. And if you live in Encino, you're very sensitive to tell everybody that, oh, I live in Encino, not Tarzana. I'm not in Tarzana. If you live in Tarzana, you're very sensitive to say, I live in Tarzana, not Woodland Hills. Okay. And when I grew up, I lived in Canoga Park. But part of Canoga Park broke away and said, we're not Canoga Park anymore, we're West Hills.
And what did that do to the Valley Girl community?
It actually upped your property values if you moved to West Hills. I know.
Always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So like if you want any more descriptions of the Valley, let me know.
I
was going to say, so big deal that Ramona's a Valley Girl. Big
Very
deal.
Clickish. Big deal. Oh, it's a big deal.
Big deal, for sure.
You should do your Valley Girl voice all the time now.
You should.
Yes.
Should I host the rest of the show like a Valley Girl? No.
The rest of the show. Yes.
It's already hot outside, and I have a feeling that that would probably annoy people.
It's like talking without breathing.
I love this.
Talking without breathing. All
right. Good.
Yeah. You probably had some stories to tell us, Linz. What do you got?
Sure. Let's see if I have time for one or two here.
Yeah.
So four-time NBA champ Steph Curry can now add college graduate to his already long list of accomplishments. He proudly walked across the stage at Davidson College to collect his shiny new diploma last night. Curry needed to complete one semester of coursework to earn his Bachelor of Science degree in sociology, which he accomplished back in May. So when he walked last night, he also had his now famous number 30 jersey number retired by Davidson, as well as being inducted into Davidson's College Hall of Fame. Curry became the first Davidson athlete in any sport to have his jersey number retired, and the school has a rule that athletes must have a degree for a jersey to be retired. So I want to know, is this rule a big deal or no deal, Ramona?
I think that's kind of a big deal, to be honest. Like, in college, especially college basketball, most of the best players don't go for 4 years. And if you only go to college for a year, it takes a lot to go get your diploma. Like, it's not like everybody has a year's worth of AP credits. Like, that's a lot of extra classes.
How many years?
A lot of extra coursework that you have to take.
He went for 3 years.
3 years. Yeah. So he was close.
Yeah, he was
very
close.
So if you're close and you get your diploma. But, like, he's Steph Curry.
Right. Okay? Like, one of the best NBA players ever.
Yeah. Everybody knows, like, Steph Curry went to Davidson because that was a pretty, that was a big detail for him.
Yeah.
So I think it's a big deal. Plus, college is expensive, man. Like, we're in this era now where we talk about the student loans and repaying student loans. And it's like, to me, that college diploma, I think it's become so expensive. The colleges now have to prove to me that they're worth it. It always used to be, oh, you're going to go to college, it's going to be worth it, it's going to get you a better job. Now it just gets you a whole lot of debt that takes 10 years to pay off.
Big time.
If you're lucky.
I totally agree. 100%.
You got to prove to me you're worth it now.
I want to say this is a big deal, but I just can't. He's a four-time champ and a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
You know?
But isn't it a big deal that they made Steph Curry? Like, it's not like he even went to, like, Duke or Kentucky. Yeah. Like, he went to Davidson, and they wouldn't retire his number until he went and got his diploma.
It's a big deal. I love the rule.
Okay.
But some schools, Duke, Kentucky, some of these blue blood basketball powers with the one and doneers, you won't have a chance to graduate these guys to retire their jerseys.
Yeah.
They're hardly on campus long enough.
That's a good point. Good point. Hey, look at Kyrie. All right, next one here. So an Australian fitness influencer is hitting back after she was blasted for posing in a thong bikini with her teenage son. The 33-year-old mom shared a Snapchat with her half a million Instagram followers.
It was better when you said Snapchat.
Sorry. You know, all these snap face and face snap and whatever Bill Belichick calls it.
You just wrecked some cars, but go ahead.
Seriously. So the mom shares her photo.
We are at Disney Station.
Right.
What?
She snares her photo.
Careful. I'm nervous for you now.
Got me all tripped up thinking about The Rock again.
You know what? Just do the Valley Girl voice. You can do it.
I'm thinking about The Rock again. This is very...
Take a breath. All right, here we go.
Calm down now. Okay. So the mom shares her picture on Instagram. And she has 500,000 followers, and it was just like a nice little celebration for her birthday. Her kid turned 15, and the photo shows her with her thong, her big old booty hanging out, and a bunch of people had comments on there. So haters were attacking the, quote, inappropriate image, claiming that she made her son look uncomfortable and that she was just using him to feed her burning addiction for attention. Mm. But, you know, then the mom commented back and she said, hey, having a body is normal. Having body parts is normal. It's not sexualized. It's nothing shameful. And it's something I reiterate and drive home here with my boys. Having a body is normal. She's wearing a swimsuit, right? So do you think that this woman wearing a thong bathing suit and a photo with her teenage son is a big deal or no deal, DeMarco?
Big deal. See, you said it twice. She's wearing a bathing suit. And then you said she's wearing a thong bathing suit.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. Wearing just a regular bathing suit than a thong bathing suit, right? That's what people are saying.
I mean, I would be mortified if I got into a pool, went to the beach, and my mom wore a thong. I would leave.
Even if she looked amazing in
it? I couldn't do it. I'd be so on edge. Who's staring at my mom? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, that's weird. You put your kid in a bad situation. So that's kind of a big deal.
So what do you think, Ramona?
You know, she probably pays the bills by being an influencer, right? She probably gets a lot of money from being a Snapchat influencer. She
Snap
probably does
face.
Whatever. I'm scared of these terms.
FaceTube.
Yeah. like, that's how she pays the bills. That's how it goes, right? He's probably been on her feed for a while. He's probably had to deal with this. It's not the first time she's
Everyone's probably like, dude, your mom is hot.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
I've seen it before up close when, because all these football players are young.
Oh, yeah.
And so are their parents. So, mom is gorgeous. All the players are looking at mom.
Yeah.
And there's the guy standing right there, and he knows it. It's a horrible situation to be in.
Horrible. I don't know if that's the worst thing you've
Especially when she's like trying to get people to look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of how she pays the bills.
But she does have a point. Like, yo, I'm a good-looking, fit woman in a swimsuit. Like, get over it.
Then take the kid out of the picture. Yeah,
yeah, you could take the kid out of the picture.
Yeah.
Or you could like, not tag him. Right. Maybe not tag him.
Yeah, it was like, happy birthday. Like, tag his name on there. Like, the picture was for him. It wasn't like he just happened to be in it.
Would I do it myself? No.
Taylor, absolutely what do you think about it? I'm curious. You're a young guy. What if your mom was like posted a picture of you guys on Instagram in a thong bathing suit?
I'm with DeMarco. It's a little uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if she's like, you know, let's say she's like a fitness instructor or something.
Yeah.
It's totally
I think
normal.
All parents are somewhat embarrassing for their kids, though.
We're coming home bloody, right? you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're coming home bloody that night. Yeah.
Okay.
That's an issue.
All right. Interesting conversation. Just because I feel like it's 2022. Like, people, you know, let's get it together here, people. Like, whatever. Let her wear what she wants to wear.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, when I would take my nephew, who's much younger, to the pool, I have a special, like, public pool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm making sure that I'm, like, completely covered up because I'm going down the water slide. I don't want anything
showing.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess I get it.
We've had quite the show. We had some naked radio. We talked about what happens in garages in the valley.
A lot of naked radio. A lot of butts.
Yes.
A lot of butts.
Wait.
We had The Rock, you know, getting flustered about The Rock.
You're supposed to be Valley Girl. Come on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten a lot of tweets on the Valley Girl. Kali Wobblin wants to know, what is Studio City status? I can do this on command.
read the tweets in Valley Girl style.
Okay, you just give me whatever. Oh, how about I do the Valvoline read?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Right.
That would be great.
Epic.
Is your vehicle due for a service? Oh, thank you for that. You know when you're doing the Valley Girl voice? Like, I can do it because I'm from there.
Yeah.
I can, like, you know. I can do it, but I try not to because you can overdo it. You're never quite sure if people who are from there appreciate it.
No, you're doing it well. That's you. That's part of you. Like covering up a twang if you're from the South. Yeah. Yeah, this is your corporate voice.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, this is I'm on the radio
this
voice.
This is your corporate voice.
This is there's a radio voice and then there's a podcast voice.
You know, my daughter says I sound different when I talk to my family.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it's noticeable.
I think that's right.
Really?
Oh. I think I do too. I tend to talk really fast when I speak.
Yeah.
And when I'm on the radio, and this is the only thing I always tell people, like how do you sound different on the radio? You have to hear what you are saying. You have to hear the words come out of your mouth.
Like we're forced to or
right, otherwise you just talk really fast.
Because we have headphones on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And when I did when I did a podcast and you're reading lines and you're like an actress and stuff, it makes you slow down if you hear the words that you are saying. So sometimes people go, oh, can you MC this for me? Can you redo a live read? Can you do the, like, because we're supposed to be radio professionals. And I don't even know what I'm doing. It's more that I just hear myself in the headphones. But this is the advice I always give when you're giving a public speech or a presentation or something like that. If you need to slow down because you talk too fast, because, like, you know, you're from the Valley or something. The way you do it is you hear the words as they come out of your mouth. You hear what you are saying. Listen to yourself as you talk, and it forces you to slow down.
So there are times when you can't hear what you're saying?
I talk so fast, people always go, what?
No, I'm asking you. Like, you talk so fast.
Yeah, I don't even listen to myself. I'm just talking.
Wow.
So, like, when I'm on the radio, I'm doing like, blah, blah, blah.
I like it. Wow. Right? Yeah.
But you got to slow down sometimes.
I had an actor friend of mine show me clips of George Clooney, like actual teaching tapes, taking 30 seconds to say one word. Like, that's acting. Like,
we had like Mike the Miz on from WWE, and his word is awesome. Yeah. And he's like, I can say awesome 50 different ways.
I bet. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't stand him, though.
I like him.
I can't stand him.
I like him.
You know, he's a guy I'd like pay $100 to see him get his butt kicked, which means I'm a fan.
Which means you're a fan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can't stand. He's a great heel. Can't stand him. Yeah. Makes me hate him. Yeah.
You are so hyped for football, DeMarco.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're almost there.
It's less than 1 week now. Rams season opener is next Thursday, 5:20 p.m.
What did I just
say? Thursday night football.
Yeah. They're dropping the banner.
Dropping the banner. Oh, the
Super Bowl championship banner will be unveiled.
So, was this, I was wondering about this game. This was the game a lot of people wanted to see because Josh Allen, Bills are seen as the best team in the AFC or one of the best of them.
Yeah.
But it's not the Super Bowl rematch.
No, but it could have been.
Right, so why is it the Bills instead of Cincinnati?
I think Joe Burrow is on the rise. In the AFC, it's going to be Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Herbert. I mean, these guys are going to decide who comes out of the AFC and possibly Super Bowl champion, but I don't know. The last time the Rams played the Bills up there, it was a back-and-forth battle, and the Bills escaped with one. I mean, they deserved a win, and they did. But, yeah, it's a fun marquee matchup. I think maybe a little bit more than Cincinnati. And I would say this. The Bills Mafia, they travel. They absolutely travel. I'm not saying they'll take over SoFi, but they'll be well-represented.
Well, it's a good excuse to get out of Buffalo in September, right?
Although
Buffalo
doubt.
In September is not bad.
But still, you get to come out west.
Yeah, if this game was in December, it's not bad.
You get to come out west.
We started the show talking about the Aaron Donald quotes after he took two helmets and threw it at people.
Yeah.
Right, and swung them at people. That was against the Bengals, so that was kind of the rematch of the Super Bowl. They don't really get to have a rematch of the Super Bowl this year. But how much of this being a Super Bowl rematch played into the Aaron Donald situation where he finds himself swinging two helmets at guys?
Well, there's familiarity. I mean, look, he wrecked your chance at greatness. He did. He absolutely blew it up. So I'm sure there's going to be some hurt feelings. But like I said, Wednesday was fine. And Aaron was unchallenged, like Cooper Kupp, on those joint practices. They were looking for challenges, couldn't find any. You know, so Aaron was kind of getting bored with this. So the next day, there's going to be hurt feelings, and there's going to be some get back. And if you really go into it, I mean, Aaron was going to break up a fight.
Right.
Yeah.
So lay this out for me, because I've literally been waiting for 2 weeks to ask you about this. Your take on Aaron swinging the helmets. My take was like, it's practice. It was bad optics. Nobody wants to see that. Don't show your kids that. Kids to do that.
I don't think
he is suspended for this.
I was on the other side. I was at least 60 yards away watching the offense. So dust ups happen. I think there were three. Before he started swinging the helmets, before you saw
him start swinging the helmets?
Look, it's you're in there with a bunch of guys that you either played against or you watched them on film, and they all have it out for you. And there's a guy named Collins that used to play for Dallas who is a super aggressive dude.
Okay.
And he was going at it with Leonard Floyd. So I think AD was coming to his teammate's defense, which is what anybody would do in that situation. And in the middle of that, Aaron got hit, punched, and he defended himself. And like I said, it's just bad optics.
Like, in other words, he was breaking up a fight?
Yes. No one.
His teammate?
Aaron has so much respect, really. And number one, I don't know why you would challenge him. Because you've seen the way he looks.
You challenge him because he lost in the Super because they lost in the Super Bowl.
But you've seen the way the guy looks.
Yeah.
Like, really. Like, he could rip your arms off. But he has so much respect that, really, no one's going to try that with him. So he's going to break up a fight. Somebody did throw a few jabs, and tempers flared. And just the optics were horrible. It looked terrible. But it's just a...
And when he's asked about it on the podcast the other day, he said, it's just practice. I don't want to talk about
That's all it is. I can't tell you how many fights I've been in practice. I've never been in a fight on the street, ever. But I've been in tons on the football field. My guys, their guys, it happens. Especially.
And is anyone from Cincinnati, are they upset about it?
You know what? It was funny. We were eating the peanut butter sandwich like 15 minutes after it happened. I didn't know this thing had went wide until somebody told me. It was just like, this is what's going to happen in joint practices. That's it. Yeah.
All right. So the Valley Girl and the football player have been hosting the football.
This is going to be so great. When I don't even know play how. Play it back.
I know. And you know, sometimes you know you're walking into these drops. Like, this is totally going to be one of the things that they play for me. And this is going to be on the Mason and Ireland board. But what's funny is I catch myself doing the Valley Girl. And I kind of sound like I'm from Fargo.
I'm sorry.
It's sort of like from Chatsworth and from Fargo.
You caught me off guard with that. Wow.
See you tomorrow.